because usually when we attend the service, we only listen the sermon. But a lot of questions we need to clarify in this section. So, okay, can you? Okay. Now we look into the question here. Let's go one by one. If we cannot finish the question, we can have it done next time.
我们一一的来看这些问题，那如果没有办法完全解答的话，我们会用下次的时间再来继续。
The first one, sometimes I feel I'm lacking in spiritual vision. I pray regularly, but I still feel lost. Maybe my approach wrong. How can I improve?
第一个问题是，有时候我觉得我缺少这个属灵的眼光，那我也时常的祷告，但是还是觉得有些失落，也许我的方法错误了，那我要怎么样来进步？
Open discussion.
大家来讨论。
What's your experience about this question? Or what's your understanding about this question?
可以从你的经验，或者是你对于这个问题的了解。
First, what's your understanding of our spiritual vision?
首先，我们的了解对于什么是属灵的眼光。
Open discussion. What's your understanding of our spiritual vision?
我们大家来谈谈什么叫做属灵的眼光。
We make a comparison, right? The other side of spiritual vision is what?
我们来做个比较，那属灵的眼光的相反是什么？
不属灵，means worldly vision. Yeah.
就是属世的眼光。
So if we make the comparison, then we come back to what is the answer of spiritual vision?
所以我们比较完之后，我们再来回答说什么是属灵的眼光。
This is a discussion, everybody, you are free.
我们现在是一起来讨论，所以大家自由的发挥。
Paulina, do you have a spiritual vision?
你有属灵的眼光吗？
Yes, no, or you don't know.
Paulina，他有想到的是方法，那他提到说，有时候虽然是很经常的祷告，那但是也不见得就是会，就是需要，不见得有效果。
但是要紧的呢，是你怎么样来过你的生活，还有你在祷告的内容是什么？
所以应该是从你生活的各个角度来看，而不是只是 有你这个祷告的次数为唯一的依据。
Thank you. Anyone? Share your understanding of spiritual vision.
还有人有其他来分享你对于这个属灵眼光的了解。
我来分享一个很小的一个见证啊，那个可以来解释这个属灵的眼光。就是说在我们生活当中，我们所遇到的事情，或者说发生在我们身上的事情呢，那我们是用怎么样的角度去看那个事情的发生。那从世俗的眼光，可能我们会想说这只是巧合，那个就是世俗的眼光。可是属于
I'd like to share a small testimony to maybe explain the spiritual vision. And this has to do with how we see things, whether we see it from a spiritual point of view or just a way of
looking at it. 那如果说我们是用属灵的眼光的话，就是我们会把那个事情的发生跟结果呢归属到是神的安排。那这个是我觉得是用属灵的眼光来看看那个事情的发生跟结果。
If we have a spiritual vision, when we see a cause and a consequence of something, then we can see that it's God who caused it, and this is how we have spiritual vision.
譬如说有一天我们从这边聚会我们回家。
But for example, one time after service here, I was going home.
那天呢正好我们晚上有一个聚餐。
In that evening, we have the get together for dinner.
那我的妈妈她很 struggle, 就是她不知道该来还是不该来。
And so my mother was struggling whether she should come to service or not.
差不多跟今天的心情。
And her mood was about the same today.
但是那一天呢，我们两个开始。我们回家的时候，我们两个都看到神。
And that day when we returned back home, we both saw God.
因为我妈妈自己就先讲说，哇，这个主耶稣真的是太可爱了。
And my mother first said, Lord Jesus is truly adorable.
因为他让我们一路很顺利的回家，都没有塞车。
And he allowed us to go home really quickly that we did not run into any traffic.
那我刚刚一开始就讲，如果是世俗的眼光，我们会想说这只是巧合嘛。
But if we only had the worldly point of view, then we'll just treat it as a coincidence.
但是我们看到神听他的祷告。
But we look at God and we know God hear our prayers.
然后我们体验到神多么的爱我们。
We can experience how much God loves us.
所以我们就很顺利地回到家。
We can go home very smoothly.
不光是这样，我们回到家里之后，大概半个小时就开始下大雨，还打雷。
Not only so, after we returned home in about half an hour, it began to rain and there was thunder.
如果那天我们在路上就下大雨跟打雷的话，我相信我们没有办法那么快就回到家。
If it began to rain while we were still driving, it would probably take us a lot longer to go home.
所以我想这个可以解释说属灵的眼光，就是说我们把一切的发生的原委都归给神的荣耀。
To have spiritual vision is that we can see God's glory in things that happen.
所以我们就会存着很感恩、很喜乐的心来与主同行。
And we can have a very joyful and grateful heart to walk with God.
Thank you. Any other
sharing about your understanding of spiritual vision?
还有其他的分享关于属灵的眼光。
Let's think about a few examples.
In
the Bible, there was a character called Elisha. Elisha.
在圣经里面有一个人物叫做以利沙。
When the Bible mentioned that a group of young people look at Elisha, they tease about him.
记载到说有一群年轻人看到以利沙的时候，他们就开始嘲笑他。
What did they say?
他们说什么呢？
The bald head is coming, right?
说到这个秃头的来了。
Oh yeah.
Okay.
And then when Elisha went to a woman's house, that in a city called Shunem, right? 苏念妇人。
那有一次，以利沙来到了这个苏念的妇人家。
And that woman entertained him.
妇人来招待他。
And that woman say, he is a holy man of God.
说到他是神人。
So the same person.
所以同样一个人。
The young people look at him, feel he is bald head.
这年轻的人看到他，称他是秃头。
And another person look at him and feel he is a Holy man of God.
那另外一个人看到他，却看他是圣洁的神人。
Because one look from the physical eye.
因为一个是从这个属世的眼光。
And then look from the worldly perspective.
从这个属世的角度来看。
But another one look at him from spiritual eyesight.
但是另外一个呢，是从属灵的眼光来看
，and look at the spiritual from a spiritual perspective，
是从属灵的角度来看它
，and that's called spiritual vision，
这就是属灵的眼光。
We value a person not because what we see by our eyes， but we value a person from what we see spiritually。
我们评论一个人，不仅只从他的外表，但是也是从他的灵性来看。
This is one of example.
这是其中一个例子。
Okay, another example.
另外一个例子。
Paul mentioned if he want to boast about himself, what is he going to boast?
保罗说到，他如果要来自夸，那他要以什么为夸口的呢
？Can you find it from the Bible? 夸口主耶稣 ，Yeah, theoretically is right, but biblical, he boasts about what?
从圣经上来说，他是以什么为夸口的呢？
Yeah, let's look into Second Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多后书第十一章。
And verse
2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me.
Okay. So Paul say he boasts about his own weakness.
所以保罗说到他在他的软弱上面夸口。
When he mentioned about this in verse 7 talk about there was a thorn in his body.
在第七节他说到他身上有一根刺。
And this thorn caused him a lot of pain.
那这根刺呢给他的身体增加了很多痛苦。
And what was that thorn? A lot of people have different interpretation.
那这根刺到底是什么有很多不同的解释。
Some people interpret as physical, his physical eyesight is no good, it becomes a thorn.
有人是说到因为他的眼睛不是很好所以这是他的刺。
And some people mention in verse 7, a false prophet tried to attack him, and that's become his thorn.
或者是像第七节说到的有启示很大的启示所以这是他的刺。
But anyway, the thorn is... thorn is something caused him to pain, to feel pain.
但是这根刺呢是增加了他肉体的痛。
So from the worldly perspective, everybody consider that as no good.
所以从属世的角度来看没有人会觉得这是个好事情。
Nobody want to suffer.
没有人想要来受苦。
So our worldly perspective is everything causes suffer is no good.
所以，从处事的角度来说，任何受苦的事情都是不好的。
But he looked this thorn from spiritual vision.
但是，若从属灵的角度来看这根刺。
And because of the pain from the thorn, make him become aware of his own weakness.
但是因为这个刺所带来的苦楚呢，让他来了解到自己的软弱
，so that he will not be puffed up，
所以他就不会自夸
，because he has a lot of power，
因为他有许多的能力
，and he has a lot of revelation from God，
而且他也从神那里得了很多的启示
，and he worked harder than anybody。
他也比任何人都更努力的工作。
All of this can become the reason of he was able to be proud of.
这些种种的原因都可以让他来感到骄傲。
But this thorn make him humble.
但是因为这根刺呢，让他知道要谦卑。
So because of this, he boasts about his own weakness.
所以因此呢，他是以他的软弱为。
So he was thankful that God gave him the thorn.
所以他感谢神给他这根刺。
And this is called spiritual vision.
这就是属灵的眼光。
Look at matter from spiritual perspective.
从属灵的角度来看事情。
Any other?
其他的吗？
From the Bible, biblical example, spiritual perspective, and our spiritual vision.
从圣经里面来看这个属灵的眼光。
It's a lot, it's a lot.
有很多的例子。
Let's look into Revelation.
我们来看启示录。
Chapter 3, verse 17.
第三章历史。七节。
Anybody read it? Chapter 3, verse 17.
启示录第三章第十七节。
You read Chinese, yeah, Perina. Can you read English?Yeah. Okay. So verse 17, actually, the first part is look a person from worldly perspective.
所以第十七章的前半部是一个人从属世的眼光来看事情。
I am rich. I am very much blessed. Thank God.
说到我很富足，感谢神的祝福。
And the richness can be reflected in drive a luxurious new car, buy expensive clothing, and or a very good house.
如果一个人开着很好的车子，有很好的房子，穿着很好的衣服，我们可以说他是很富足的。
Yeah, this is water perspective.
就是从属世的眼光来看。
But from the spiritual vision.
但是从属灵的眼光来看。
This is a very pitiful person, a blind person, a naked person, a poor person.
这却是一个困苦、可怜、贫穷、赤身肉体的人。
This is from spiritual vision.
这是从属灵的眼光。
Look at person from spiritual perspective.
从属灵的眼光来看一个人。
So if we look from the worldly perspective, means we think only thank God, and this person has nothing to improve.
所以我们从属世的眼光来看，感觉这个人过得很好，不需要任何的进步。
When the person kneel down, he has nothing to pray for because he already rich.
他祷告的时候也不需要再求什么，因为他已经富足了。
But from spiritual perspective,
但是从属灵的角度来说
，this person has a lot of to pursue.
这个人还有很多需要来追求。
So verse 18,
18节
，You have to purchase a refined gold.
说要向我买这火炼的金子。
So you can be rich.
让你可以富足。
What's that?
这是什么意思
？That is faith.
这就是信心。
And then you have to purchase a white garment.
还要买白衣穿上。
What is a white garment?
这白衣是什么？
White garment represent the righteousness.
这白衣就是义，公义。
Either come from water baptism or come from a holy life.
意思是从洗礼而来，或者是从这个圣洁的生活而来。
And then next one.
接下来
，you have to buy 眼药，英文怎么讲？Eye drops, right? Yeah, so you can see.
再来要买眼药，让你可以看得见。
So you can have spiritual vision.
让你能够有属灵的眼光。
What is an eye drop?
那这个眼药是什么
？Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵。
When you are filled by the Holy Spirit, you will be able to see spiritual.
被圣灵充满，你就可以有这属灵的眼光。
Okay, so many examples we sum it up, and what is spiritual vision?
所以我们讲了这么多，那到底什么是属灵的眼光？
First Corinthians
看哥林多前书
Chapter 2
第二章。
Verse 15 and 16.
十五节、十六节。
Can you read it?
能够看透万事。
How to judge?
那怎么样判别？
Use the standard of God.
是用神的标准。
So you are able to judge everything.
所以他能够来判别万事。
So the verse 16 say we have the heart of Jesus Christ.
所以第十六节说到我们是有基督的心的。
So spiritual vision actually is talking about a heart of Jesus Christ.
所以有属灵的眼光是说到有这个基督的心。
We were able to see a thing from Jesus Christ's perspective.
我们看事情能够从主耶稣的
The same feeling like Jesus Christ.
由于主耶稣一样的 感受。
The same judgment like Jesus Christ.
由于主耶稣一样的判别能力。
The same value like Jesus Christ.
由于主耶稣一样的观念价值观。
Yeah. This is first. What is spiritual vision?
这就是第一个，什么叫做属灵的眼光。
The next one, how can we improve our spiritual vision?
那再来，我们要怎么样来来进步我们的属灵眼光？
When our physical eyesight is no good, what should we do?
当我们的视力不好的时候，我们要怎么办呢？
戴眼镜。Put on glasses. The other way is what?
那还有什么方法呢？
Laser surgery.
这个镭射手术。
If the spiritual eyesight is no good, what should we do?
那如果这个属灵的眼光不好的时候，我们要怎么办呢？
To improve our spiritual eyesight, but first we have to understand Jesus Christ.
要能够让我们的属灵眼光能够进步，第一个就是要来认识主耶稣。
Put on the eyesight of Jesus Christ. That means we have to understand Him.
要能够戴上主耶稣的眼光，就是要能够先了解他。
In every matter, how did Jesus Christ look at this matter?
在面对了任何事情，我们要想主耶稣会如何的来看待。
And how can we do it?
那我们怎么做？
We go through the life of Jesus Christ.
我们来看耶稣主耶稣的一生。
How did he comment a person? How did he comment a person?
他怎么样来评论一个人？
How did he answer a question?
他怎么样来回答问题？
How did he respond to an environment?
他怎么样来回应他的环境？
And then after we understand Jesus Christ deeper, then we were able to have improve our spiritual eyesight.
当我们来深入的了解主耶稣之后，我们就能够来增进我们的属灵眼光。
Which means we have to understand the Bible.
也就是说我们对于圣经有更加的认识。
Now, how can we understand the Bible more?
那我们怎么样对圣经有更多的认识呢？
We have to receive Holy Spirit.
就是要能够受圣灵。
Be filled by the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵充满。
So spiritual eyesight has come from two.
所以属灵的眼光从两个方面而来。
Be filled by the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵充满。
And understand the Bible deeper.
还有就是对圣经有深入的了解。
Our spiritual eyesight will be improved.
我们的属灵眼光就能够进步。
So this is the first question.
这是第一个问题。
Any supplement?
还有其他的。
There's another way. To consult with a spiritual person.
就是能够去对于这个属灵的人，能够多多去跟他们咨询。
Spiritual eyesight,
这样就能够增进我们的属灵眼光。
So this is the first issue,
这是第一个问题。
Any other supplement?
其他的补充吗？
If no, then we go into second question,
第二个问题。
What are some practical ways to help encourage our peers? How about those who are older than us? This is a very practical question.
第二个问题是， 有哪些实际的方法可以让我们对于同侪之间能够彼此的来鼓励。那再来是说，如果是对于比我们年长的人，我们要怎么做？
Our peers means the same age, those who are in the same age, especially the young people.
所以第一个说到的是跟我们年纪一样的人，或是说年轻人。
And those who are older than us.
那再来是说，如果是比我们年长的。
Okay. I think everybody can share your experience.
大家都可以依他们依自己的经验来分享。
Just share our experience. How do we encourage our peers?
就我们的经验来分享，我们要如何的去鼓励我们的。朋友，同年纪的人。
威廉，来，去。How do we encourage your peer?
One thing is being able to pray with one another. Yes, all the fellowships, but sometimes in a smaller size. Because in a smaller environment, sometimes it's easier to share experiences at a personal level. And through that, maybe one can understand each other better, and our pairs can be more unified.
Okay. 所以他讲到第一个是要能够互相的代祷，那再来就是说能够有一种这个比较少人数的团契，因为在这个比较少人数的团契里面呢，能够在能够。比较多在这个个人上的造就会比较多，那在祷告的时候也能够比较同心。
Any other sharing? This is a very practical issue.
非常实际的问题。
Encouragement is very powerful.
这个鼓励是很有力量。
But a lot of time we use a criticism to substitute encouragement.
但是我们有时候是用批评来代替鼓励。
And that will be very, very negative approach.
但那样子就是一个比较负面的方法。
Share our personal experience. That's a very good way to encourage other people.
所以你如果分享见证的话，这也是很好的方法。
So in the Second Corinthians, say when we suffer, God comforts us.
更多后书说到，当我们受苦难的时候，神会安慰我们。
So we can use the comfort we receive from God.To comfort those who are suffering.
所以我们可以用从神来的从神而领受的安慰呢再去安慰其他受苦的人。
So when we share our personal experience, how God comfort us, share this experience with other people, and that will be an encouragement.
所以我们都能够将我们接受神安慰的经验也分享给别人，这也可以带给别人鼓励。
Any others? How can we encourage other people?
还有其他的分享吗？关于怎么样来鼓励其他人？ 所以我同样说的是，在鼓励别人之前，可能要先跟这个人有好的关系。因为你要能够鼓励他，就也必须要能够花很多时间跟这个人在一起，那也表示你要跟他有建立好的关系。这样子对方也才能够真正的将他的这个重担呢来跟你分享。
First, we establish a relation with others.
首先我们建立与对方的关系。
Which means we already build a bridge.
我们要在彼此间搭个桥梁。
And then there are three ways we can encourage others. At least there are three ways.
但至少有三个方法可以来鼓励。
The first way.
第一个方法
，We use the promise of God to encourage the person.
我们用神的应许来鼓励人。
Because the promise of God is yes to everyone, who baptized into His name.
因为神的应许是都是是的对于对于信神的人。
It will be fulfilled.
都会被成全。
So this is the way we encourage others.
这是其中一个方法。
This is not an empty promise. This is really the promise will be fulfilled.
这不是空的应许，这是一定会被实现的应许。
The second,
第二个
，we use our personal experience.
我们用我们个人的经验
啊、，to encourage other people.
来彼此勉励。
The third one.
第三个。
We look into the person's potential, the gift, the God gave the person.
我们来看神所给这个人的的潜能
啊 ，and yeah, to encourage the person.
以此来鼓励这个人。
Right, so for most of the sisters, they have the potential of what? Being a good cook, right?
对于所有的姐妹来说，她们都有成为这个好的。厨师的潜能。
Also encourage them they can cook pretty well.
所以鼓励他们可以煮好的菜。
This is one of example.
这是其中一个例子。
Right. So at least three ways.
所以有至少有三个方法。
God's promise.
神的应许。
Personal experience.
个人的经验。
The person's potential gift.
还有就是个人的潜能。
So today, probably we can only. Is there any more? Only two. Can we see the number two right there? Okay. We finish this one, then we start to pray because this one related to Holy Spirit.
我们结束这个问题之后，我们接下来要祷告。那这个问题也是有关于圣灵。
If somebody say, God show me a miracle, then I will believe.
如果有人说，如果神给我一个神迹看，我就会相信。
Because miracle is something tangible.
因为这个神迹是有形的。
But God is intangible.
但是神是无形的。
So if somebody show me a miracle, then I'm going to believe the intangible God.
所以有人说如果让我看到这个无形的有形的神迹，我就会去相信那无形的神。
Then in the true Jesus Church, so easy to see the miracle.
在基督教会很容易可以看到神迹。
According to Mark chapter 16, those who believe, one of the miracle is to speak a new tongue.
这马太福音的马可福音的第十六章。说到这个信神的人会说方言。
And that new tongue means Holy Spirit.
新方言，那这个新方言就是圣灵。
So Holy Spirit come to us.
所以圣灵降临在我们。
And then moved by Holy Spirit, we will speak an unknown language.
所以被圣灵充满，我们就会说着不能够被理解的言语。
That not come to us. by imitation. That come not be by imitation.
这不是透过这个模仿。
Or you learn from somebody.
或者是你学别人的。
That come from God.
那就是从神而来。
So Holy Spirit come to us, and your tongue will be moved by power, and you speak an unknown language. That's called speaking tongue.
所以当你被当圣灵降临，被圣灵感动，你就会说这个新方言。
So receiving the Holy Spirit in that right moment, we know there is God, and God is here, and God loves you very much.
所以当我们受圣灵的时候，我们就可以知道神与我们同在，也可以感受到神的爱。
So in true Jesus Church, the easiest way to believe in God is to pray for Holy Spirit.
所以在真耶稣教会里面，要体验神最简单的方式就是祷告求圣灵。
So when we pray, you just tell God, if you truly exist, please let me experience Holy Spirit.
所以祷告的时候，你可以说。如果你真的存在，让我来体验到，让我来体验圣灵。
And then, how will I know when I receive Holy Spirit?
我怎么样？什么时候知道我得了圣灵呢？
When the Holy Spirit come to us,
当圣灵降临的时候。
Sometimes you will feel power.
你会感受到有一股能力。
And then, automatically your tongue will be rolling by that kind of power.
很自然的，你的舌头就会。因着这个能力来转动
，and you still a very clear conscience.
你的意识是很清楚。
You can stop every time.
你可以在任何时间停止。
And that moment we receive Holy Spirit.
那就是我们得圣灵的时候。
And that will be very powerful, very joyful, very peaceful experience.
那是一个非常有能力平安和喜乐的体验。
And then, how will Holy Spirit help me in my daily life?
那圣灵怎么样在我的日常生活里面来帮助我呢？
We briefly mentioned first, Holy Spirit give us power.
第一个圣灵给我们能力。
And power set us free.
这能力让我们得自由。
Free from sin.
能够脱离罪恶。
And free from all the bad habit.
脱离这不好的习惯。
Free from the bad character.
脱离不好的个性。
So Holy Spirit can transform us.
所以圣灵能够来改变我们。
The second, Holy Spirit pour down the love of God inside our heart.
第二个，圣灵将神的爱充满了我们的心。
And Holy Spirit can bear fruit.
圣灵能够结果子。
Start from love.
从爱心开始。
And then joy.
喜乐。
And then continue nine.Different kind of fruit.
那接着下去还一共有九样的圣灵果实。
And Holy Spirit will guide us.
圣灵会引导我们。
And Holy Spirit will intercede for us.
圣灵会为我们代祷。
And Holy Spirit will give us spiritual wisdom to understand God's business.
圣灵会赐给我们属灵的智慧，能够了解神的事。
And Holy Spirit will enrich us.
圣灵能够来加添我们力量。
So Holy Spirit have a lot of different functions.
所以圣灵有很多的功能。
We can study in detail next time.
我们下次可以继续来深入的查
考。And how can we pray for Holy Spirit?
那我们要怎么样来祈求圣灵呢？
God is a very great God.
神是非常伟大的神。
So when we pray, we kneel down.
当我们祷告的时候
to show our respect and also show our humility.
来展现我们的诚心跟谦卑。
And then second, we close our eyes to help us to concentrate our mind in prayer.
再来我们闭上眼睛帮助我们能够专心的祷告。
The third, we speak out once in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
第三个就是我们说一次奉主耶稣基督圣名祷告。
The name of Jesus Christ is the name of God.
主耶稣基督这个名是神的名字。
So we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, the God in heaven will listen our prayer.
所以我们奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告，在天上的神会听我们。
And then we continue to say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
再来继续不断的念 Hallelujah, 赞美主。
Hallelujah actually meaning praise God.
哈利路亚的意思就是赞美主的意思。
We just keep on praising Him.
就是不断的赞美他。
That is the way we pray.
这就是我们祷告的方法。
And if there is any needs, you know, we can tell God in our heart.
我们如果有任何的需要，我们就在心里向神说。
And then, when we pray, we have to show our sincerity.
当我们祷告的时候，我们要诚心的祷告。
Show our importunity. Importunity, 迫切。
再来也是要迫切的祷告。
Come from the strong desire. I want to receive Holy Spirit.
有着很强烈的渴望的心要得到圣灵。
And the last one is very important is, we have to ask God to forgive all our sins.
再来第三，接下来就是要求神能够原谅我们的罪。
Once God forgive our sin, remove the barrier between man and God, and all our prayer can reach God.
当神除去了我们的罪，就是除去了这个人和神之间的阻碍，我们的祷告就能够。
That is the way we pray for Holy Spirit.
那我们就可以来祈求得到圣灵。
Also, in our last prayer,
我们在结束的祷告
，we would like to pray for Holy Spirit.
我们来祈求圣灵。
And any question about Holy Spirit? Or how to pray for Holy Spirit?
对于圣灵，怎么样祈求圣灵？还有其他问题吗？
The most important gift God gave us is Holy Spirit.
神给我们最好的礼物呢，就是这个圣灵。
And we can experience here.
让我们可以借此来体验它。
If we understand the truth, we pray with faith, we will receive Holy Spirit.
当我们了解了真理，我们就能够得到圣灵。
Any question before we pray?
在我们祷告前，还有其他的问题吗？就我的经验，我想要来分享，这个沟通，作为父母。在就子女间的沟通。或者是在工作场所，怎么样跟你的你的老板、跟你的同事来沟通，或者是你的朋友，和你的兄弟姐妹。我从杨庄，在我二十岁的时候呢，我从杨庄老身上学到这个事情。
He was talking about 启示录 Revelation. 启示录。Chapter 2.
第二章。
And what he taught that time, I have been using all my life, very useful.
他所教导的呢，对我一生相当的受用。
He said in chapter 2, the way.The angels talk to the seven children.
他这里说到的是天使怎么样的对七间教会来说话。
There's only one message.
只有一个讯息。
And you know God's way is the best way.
就是神的道是最好，神的方法是最好的方法。
So the way he communicated with the seven churches is first, just like Paulina said, you have to establish a relationship with them first.Meaning you have to know what they are already. Their good points at that point.
所以像刚Paulina刚刚说的，第一个你就是要跟他建立关系，就是你要先了解这个人。
So in through the seven churches, with every church, he says, I know your good points. All seven churches have good points. I know your good points. Confirm your good points.
所以对这间七间教会开始说话的时候都先说到说到他们的好处，都说肯定他们。那接下来才说接下来是你的缺点。
Then he doesn't just leave it at that. He says, but the third point is, if you continue to do good, improve in this way, you will have the promise
of God. 那他又接下去说。那又接下去的鼓励他们说，如果你们继续做好你们的本分，那你们就会有应许。
And this way is how I use with everyone that I talk to.
这个方法也是我应用在与别人沟通的上面，它真的很有用，尤其是在于鼓励的这方面。
OK, thank you.
谢谢。
Sometimes we are very straightforward.
有的时候我们非常直接了当。
Just like a surgeon do the surgery without applying anesthesia.It's good, it's helpful, but it feels very painful.
虽然只是比较健康，但是非常的痛苦。
So when you recognize a person's good point,
所以你先来肯定对方的好处。
And then next, we tell them which part you have to improve. They will be willing to accept.
所以那在接下来再说到这个人需要进步的地方，他才比较能接受。
So every day, there are something new we can learn and improve ourselves.
所以我们总是有这个新的东西我们可以来进步。
So now we are going to pray together.
我们现在要一起祷告。
And pray for Holy Spirit.
我们求圣灵。
Pray for those who are in need.
为那些需要的人代祷。
So we are going to pray together. And if you like to be lay hand, you can come forward.
如果想要接受按手祷告的可以到前面来。
Pray about 15 minutes. Then pray.
祷告15分钟。
Thank you.